This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
I have more notes about the women's side of the NCAA tournament than I do the men's side, because I watched a lot of it over the 3-4 days. And man, I don't know what's going to... There's some people colliding, heading for a collision on the women's side that is going to be spectacular.
Some superstar matchups, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought at first watching that LSU game yesterday that, like, they were really cringy first half. Mm. But like other teams, you know, you kind of come out second half, you see who they really are, and they ended up with it. But South Carolina, oh my God. Now, yeah. Iowa's got to run through them, right?
Yeah.
If my bracket is correct. And the Caitlin Clark Road Show is, I'm scared because they've got, I mean, there's some teams now. And if the clouds all sort of like come together and the stars and the planets align and everything, we could have like a Final Four or an Elite Eight that could be unbelievable. Their average tickets, by the way, for the Final Four, average ticket price higher than the men's.
Wow.
I don't know if we've ever had that. I'm talking about like the Final Four tickets to get to the final destination.
But even the games this weekend were packed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it helped that LSU was playing, you know, at home. It helped that Iowa was playing, which is great because she's only going to have one more game in that building there in Iowa.
Wasn't that it?
No, I think, maybe that was
a second. She can have a second.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think
one more is left.
One more, and then they move to the next with one more win, then they go to the next deal. So it's been fun, although I don't get that LSU coach at all. I mean, and I don't mean the way she dresses. She's just nutty. I mean, she's now talking about suing the Washington Post. And I got some of these coaches, you know, when you get to this level where, you know, people are paying more for your tickets than the men's and it's packed, they're going to have to learn how to deal with the media.
Well, but it's a little bit foreign to them because they've been so overshadowed for.
She's got a strange tactic about her. I just don't know.
She's shoot first.
She reminds me like Bobby Knight, you know, a little bit. Like it's all got to be about her.
Well, hopefully it's also about, you know, coaching a good team.
Well, they have that for sure.
So, got to go with that.
So, it's exciting, the whole thing.
You know, I don't know when I've watched so much basketball. And
well, it's this time
I haven't even been, like, really in the trenches. But, man, it's fun.
Yeah. So, without spending a lot of time on this, just you're a fan. Mm-hmm. The Illini. I'm wearing an Illini shirt today. I don't know how I got painted into being the victim. You were also in the media for a long time. My only point with all of this is that I understand why fans do it. I went through this Joe Paterno stuff. I got the god-awful most hate mail that people, you know, and it turns out, you know, they were protecting pedophilia. And people go, how did this happen? And you go, because they don't care. They just want to win games. And it's about, you know, this is an indictment on the system more than it is this individual kid. I just think this individual kid, I don't know what's so hard to say is, you know, there's a 50-50 thing here. He could be completely innocent and all of this is absolutely wrong. Or he could
be
guilty
years before we know what happened.
Right, but to at least acknowledge I get a little tired sometimes of I don't even think of it as the other side because I'm not rooting one way or the other. But it's not that allegations get made and we just charges were pressed. A state's attorney decided to. People don't just show up on a doorstep and go, I want him arrested, and they go to court.
Right.
It doesn't happen that way.
And sometimes court proceedings drag out forever
and
ever.
And that doesn't mean he's guilty either. He could absolutely be innocent. And he is innocent until proven guilty. And the court said he could be on the team. The team's going to play him. I'm fine with all that. But I keep thinking about if I were the family of this person who this allegedly could have happened to, and the national media just keeps talking about his character and his character and his character, it makes me feel comfortable.
Well, thankfully, you've got a lot of other show prep. What did you want to get to next?
Why can't anybody stand up for the right thing? Like, and meaning the right thing is that you can't just dismiss her and you can't just dismiss him, that there are two people involved in this and law enforcement and, an attorney, state's attorney's office, and it is real. I know people don't want the parade to be rained on, but it is real.
Well, it is real, and acknowledging it, I don't think, I think it probably should have been acknowledged at some point, and I haven't watched it as extensively with the commentators as a lot of other people have, but, you know, he is...
He's a spectacular athlete.
And he is he should get due process.
Absolutely.
And so should the alleged victim.
Absolutely.
So, till we know more, I don't think there's a lot that people can say.
But fans, my only point is, fans don't care. And fans will just come up with the lamest excuses, or I heard, or, you know, they said, or no one knows. But it is there. And it is there. And we don't do this in sports enough. And this is why the coaches get away with what they get away with. It's why players get away with what, I mean, because as long as you're winning.
True.
We don't want to talk about anything else.
Well, it's like, and before the show was on, you and I were talking a little bit about that Nickelodeon documentary, which it's the same sort of thing where you've got children and you've got people in power.
Yep, but it's popular, and we've got the ratings, a lot of money. That's it. That's my only point in all of this, and I think the university has as much, you know, they can't say, well, we tried to do the right thing, and then the court said no. Well, the court didn't say you had to start him. So and then Underwood's comments are just so, I don't know. I hope they win. Players on that team to like, and I'm not saying dislike him. All I'm saying is, there is this thing that's still there.
And
it's a very serious accusation. And whether he's innocent or guilty, and it could be either way, and he is innocent until proven guilty for certain. And I'm not upset that he's playing in the tournament. I'm just kind of like, I think we get the media in particular, especially the national media. I'm not talking about the beat people who are like around these guys every day. Mm-hmm. You know, they like to talk about people's character and go on and on and on like they know them, and they don't at all.
Right. But I mean, Brian, you look at other sports and basketball too, and how many players with truly bad characters who have, you know.
I'm watching this thing with my Patriots, this 10-part thing, and every single person on that team, starting with the owner and the coach and the guys in the locker room, knew that Aaron Hernandez was bad news, and he ends up going to jail for murdering people. And then everybody goes, well, how did that happen? You've been in the media long enough to know, and then the media is complicit in it, you know. TBS knows that if they're talking about this, that they're rating. I mean, you know, everybody's getting a buck out of this thing.
Well,
and that's fine too.
I hope it's resolved quickly, one way or another. And, you know, in the meantime,
absolutely
go Illini.
And he may be the best kid in the world. And
he may be.
I don't know why anymore people want to like they got to try to pin you down like it's one way or another. And I have said from get go, day one, innocent until proven guilty. This is the process. This is the system. If the court says they've got to put him on the team and they're okay with playing him and he's okay, then that's fine. Everybody's following the process. Mm-hmm. But you can't just act like there is a certain, I think, segment of people that just want to, every time a woman accuses somebody of something, gold digger. I mean, that's their go-to thought, whether they know the people involved or not, or know, you know, and there is that happens. But so does rape.
Right. And, you know, there have been things for decades that have gone on and, you know, weren't acknowledged. And the people who didn't have the power were the ones who were abused. So hopefully this all gets resolved quickly.
All right. What's going on in your world? How was spring training?
Spring training was fun.
She was at the Cubs spring training.
I was at the White Sox.
Oh, worse. The White Sox spring. Where did they do
the
that?
Cubs, but when, huh?
Where did they do their...
Just outside Phoenix, Arizona.
So they're both in Arizona.
Yeah, and the Cubs came and played the White Sox, and I'm in the desert. It rained. It poured. They still got the game off, but, I mean, it was like, it was warmer and nicer in Decatur than it was in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, it's
where
a
it was
crazy
like
winter.
Cold and pouring.
Yeah, so. To see the White Sox and the Cubs.
Uh-huh.
Of either?
I'm just such a casual baseball person. I want to go along for the social.
Okay.
I'm not.
Have a beer.
Well, but I mean, it was fun because there was a kid that's catching for the White Sox who's from Danville.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know his name, but he's pretty good. And they had, you know, it was just fun. We ran into people from Nokomis and Jacksonville. And it's funny, though, because it's like, OK, here are the old people who are retiring because they know how to do this. I've never been to spring training. So we pull up really nice stadium and everything's new in Glendale. And we're sitting in the parking lot waiting for the gates to open. these two cars, everybody's got Illinois plates. Okay, everybody. Pop open their trunks, pull out the table, pull out the charcuterie board. They've got their light and they are having their party with their, you know, it's they must do this like all the time, but really fun.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. More importantly, Doug.
Doug had a great time.
I mean, this is his trip,
yeah,
right?
This is his trip that I just kind of tagged along to take care of the luggage.
Do you get one in return?
I'm going to go see Taylor Swift in Europe. So.
Oh, I forgot about
that. He's not going.
Okay.
So, you know, there you go.
I'm sure he's probably happy about this.
He actually don't really need to go on that trip. I'm like, correct. But, you know.
All right. Well,
so my daughters and I are going, and it'll be a good girls' trip.
I've heard it's actually cheaper or less expensive to like go there and get tickets than it is here. I don't know where I read that, but somebody was doing a story about the U.S. arenas.
I'll let you know how that works out when I get home. Yeah,
there's an exchange rate, and I don't know where in Europe you're going, and that's fine. We'll keep it, you know, a little murky.
Well, I thought maybe I could be a correspondent.
You can.
And from Liverpool.
You absolutely can. I think
that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool to go do that? Like to go see some big show like that somewhere else?
Yeah. And she has the baseline of what it's like over here to compare and contrast.
So
all
it's, it's going to be fun.
So what else is going on besides garbage and hauling and all that?
Well, there's the grocery tax, which the governor decided that nobody needed to pay anymore. And didn't really get any input from cities. And this is money that all comes back to individual communities. And for us, it's putting about a $2 million hole in our budget.
So why don't you just charge the tax?
Currently, we aren't allowed to enact our own tax.
Why? That
would, because something in Illinois state law.
But I thought they were going to change that so that you could.
Well, that is part of the negotiation going on. Is okay. The other is, could we at least not put this into effect until January 1st so cities have a chance? Because many of us, our fiscal year starts July 1st.
Right, so let me be the cynic.
But that's ours is calendar year and the state's is July 1st.
Let me be the cynic here. Mm-hmm. Aren't we really just arguing about who gets the credit for the tax cut? Because the money's not going anywhere. You're going to take it out of their pockets.
We probably aren't, Brian, because it's really hard to get local councils, local governments to pass a new tax. We've had to do that in the time I've been on.
It's not that hard. It's been a lot of them since I've been around.
There have been a lot since I've been on council, and they had to do it because the can had been kicked down the road for so many years in not dealing with sewer, water,
infrastructure,
all the infrastructure stuff that's so unbelievably expensive, and we didn't have a way to pay for it. But it's really hard. And, you know, you look at when we set our property tax levy for the year. We had the last few years tried to keep it as low as we could, but still acknowledging that costs are going up. And so we've kept it very low where we could have gone to like an 8 or 9% increase. I think it's 8.5%. And we're like, that's too much. It is hard for the 7 members of my council because we see people in the grocery store. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's hard to enact that tax. It's one thing.
This isn't a 55-minute argument. Let me put this up front.
Go back to the Illini.
I'm just saying that only in politics does the governor go, I want the credit of taking this tax away from you.
I wasn't getting the money.
I wasn't getting the money anyway. Yeah. And so then you guys go, well, no, that's our money. At the end of the day, you're going to pay your 10 cents.
One way or the other,
because no one's going to do. I mean, so he can take that burden off of you, even though the money isn't costing him anything.
Right. It's like when the legislature says, we're going to cap property taxes for this group of people because it's the right thing to do. And they're not getting the money.
I know, it doesn't hurt them. But then you're saying, oh, no, we can't have that savings because that's going to cost us $2 million. So at the end of the day, no one's really advocating for the consumer here.
No, well, allegedly they are ever. The governor is saying, "I am doing this for you," because it's not fair that it's a regressive tax.
But he knows.
I know it's politics.
It's going to turn around. I know. I think that's silly. Why waste time on being silly? You know, if the local governments need it, it's not going to like change people's lives that much one way or the other.
No, it's to the average consumer. It's not that much money, and it's very symbolic from the governor's office that this is a big deal. Meanwhile, you know, here at home, it's got to be like, so how do we make that up?
Yeah.
You know, which
at the end of the day, another
way. Yeah. That or heaven forbid we cut services or change something.
I know.
Nobody wants that either.
I know. But at the end of the day, the consumer is not going to be helped at all.
No.
One way or the other.
No. I did, on a slightly different note. Representative Sue Scheer honored me last week at the House of Representatives for Women in History Month.
That's
so
nice.
That was nice. And so went over, stood up, but she read way too much stuff. And you know,
there was
you
a
get,
script?
Yeah, well, you know, you talk about it, she was doing kind of career stuff. And, but it's, I'm very uncomfortable. And nobody's paying attention because it's the House of Representatives.
No, they're all on their phones playing games.
What's funny is I've got a lot of friends who are government junkies who watch, like I watch the House and Senate, you know, from my desktop, and I'm getting texts from people going, wow, that's so cool. I'm like, I am so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Have you ever been have you ever testified in front of a committee?
Oh, God, it's the worst.
I remember horrible. One time, I don't even remember why, but I was over there, and I think it was Bill Black, who was the longtime Vermilion
from
County
Danville
guy. He read the sports page the entire time I was talking. I mean, there's only like 12 of them up there. And like back when like newspapers were like literally in front of his face, the sports page. Yeah.
Or they're on, you know, it's like, and you take people over who don't understand that, A, the Senate's a little bit better as far as decorum, but the House floor, very few people are actually paying attention.
Right.
But in those hearings, and those hearings can turn brutal in a minute.
Yep.
And you get, you know, some senator or representative who just goes after you about something that you're like, well, I was here to, I prepared to talk about this, not a plastic bag fee. Where did that come from?
Right.
It's like, it's... You know, it can be very, it can be scary because you feel like you did something wrong.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It just seems to be like terribly ineffective.
Oh, it is terribly ineffective.
Completely not qualified to be making the decisions they're making.
They ought to have to pass a test.
All right. So when you, garbage truck was, you know, when they pick up garbage on the other side of the road, like besides the, like, so their headlights are in your lane parked in the dark when you're coming around, you're like, wait a minute. And you, this is still the guys that are physically getting the garbage cans along a route. Now, is that so they just don't have to go down the road this way and then come back down the road the other way?
And it depends on the route because, you know, when we changed the garbage stuff the last time around, it was like, that was one of the arguments is they could just go down the street once, pick it up and it'd be less wear and tear on your roads. And, you know, most of the routes, well, the routes that I've lived on, it's usually they come down, they do one side of the street, they loop back and do the other side of the street. So I don't know.
I'm not saying I don't think it's dangerous. It's just in the dark. It's kind of like hard to like sort of see, you know, by the way, they've been like cutting, I take Lost Bridge around and they've been like up with like, they got the guy out there with the slow sign and the rig. All this wind, they've been up in those, you know, up in the trees, cutting down limbs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, those guys, that
what a bad job.
Oh, I mean, when you got 40 mile an hour wind.
Oh, I don't like 40 mile an hour wind when I'm in a parking lot.
My only point is they have a guy with a slow sign and then a guy with a stop sign on the other. At 5:30 a.m. in the dark and the garbage truck's on the wrong side of the road. And you can't see bodies until those reflective vests start showing up. I wonder, because people tend to drive at my time of morning, like with like rules are kind of maybe.
When people are driving worse than today, running red lights and everything else.
Yeah, but I just hope that they're careful out there. What's the latest on charges and citizens and where?
The city manager has been negotiating again with the haulers, particularly the two biggest haulers. And to try and come back, he's going to come back to council in April with a couple of recommendations. Yeah, it's almost April.
Yeah.
I think it'll probably be the second meeting where to give council some options on, okay, you can do this where basically everybody's going to have to pay like $3 more or something a month.
Yep.
And so that you have unlimited service, or only the pay premium are going to have to pay this much and here's what they'll take.
Yeah.
So, you know, and one thing, and I brought this up to the manager on Friday, I'm like, because it was like you wouldn't get service. It's never like it, currently it's year round, but from like the middle of December.
But it's not year round though, right?
Well, it is currently. Under the new rules, it's not, but what we are used to. I said, well, what about Christmas tree? And he said, well, what do you usually do? I said, well, we have an artificial tree, but you know, I remember when we had real trees, you just put it out of the curb and they picked it up. And if they're not going to have service from December 15th through, you know, I don't know, February 1st or March 1st or something, what are you going to do with the dead tree? So that's got to be worked out.
Now, I would say to you that for years, people dropped them off at the Adam.
Yes, they did.
Pershing Road.
Those are people who could, and a lot of people might not have. No, but the ability.
I wondered why. I mean, what changed? That was a long, long time ago.
Well, you guys obviously dropped the ball on that.
Well, they kept bringing them for years. Well, like,
why don't you put them out here?
And you're like, aren't you supposed to take the ornaments off?
The lights and that kind of stuff. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. So what's the next council meeting?
It will be April 1st, April Fool's Day. Fool's Day. Kind of fun.
Hey. So that's Easter. Isn't it Easter Monday? No.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, because Good Friday is this Friday.
Yes.
So
April Fool's Day.
Easter is so early.
I know. It's throwing me off about everything. Way off. I thought the Masters was like this next week, and it clearly isn't. All right. Well, if folks want to weigh in on the garbage issue or anything else, what's the best way for them to do that?
You know, you can comment online. You can email any of the council people. All of our addresses are on decaturil.gov, and that is at least pretty easy to find. So, because people find us when they're unhappy.
They tend to do that.
Yes, and they can be very expressive.
They tend to be that way, too.
And that's okay. You know, that's our job, is to hear from the people what they want, what they don't want. And, you know, so there we go.
All right. What's the next, like, quarter look like? What are the issues that are coming up?
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on. There's the Inova feed is moving along crazy. They're going to have an open house in April. We've got all sorts of construction going. You know, the Brush College Road is in full. Just did the intergovernmental agreement. I was out of town and missed the council meeting, which I think that's the fourth meeting I've missed since 2009.
Come on now.
Seriously.
You got to get serious about this.
I know. Well, I don't like to miss those. I usually try to plan my life. Swift is planned around the council. So I know. But on the old Garfield School, we're trying to...
Yeah, get that thing taken care of. So the whole Park District, city, everybody partnering, that's going to be an incredible development.
It absolutely is. We're also looking at a pretty massive TIF district to approve that so that we can hopefully get a parking garage built on the old Citizens Barnes building and help move that project along, plus a lot of other stuff going on. Brian, there's so many good things going on right now. It's just crazy.
And if we have more time, we'd tell you all about all that, but we'll be back next Monday to do that. We appreciate it, Mayor. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.